Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And we come before you on today to continue forth with the reading of God's Word. Now, I thank God on today for if you've been in touch with the Lord on today and if God has reached your heart on today, it was meant to be. So I trust in the name of Jesus to hear the word of God as on today, for God has a message for you. I'm not here to preach at you. I'm just here to read the word of God and let God's word and spirit and his anointing fill your heart and touch your heart. We definitely come before you with the belief and trust that Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father. And the one thing we acknowledge, as we mentioned in our introduction, saying that God prefers for us and you too to have commitment rather than sacrifice. Not to say that he does not expect you to sacrifice some things, but commitment to what God has called for you to do, no matter where you've been, no matter how much you have been drunk in the past, no matter how much drugs you did, no matter how much lying you told, no matter what the sin was, my friend, I share with you in the name of Jesus on today, God's got a purpose for you. Don't give up. We are in our last days. The enemy is rolling around like a lion, seeking who he may devour. His main objective is to destroy family. Take the father out of the home, put him in jail, or whatever it might be. But God has a purpose for you today. Don't hide from his calling, because it's a purpose for you to be hearing this on today. Praise God. As we come forth on today, we continue with the reading of the word of God. Praise God. We continue with coming forth out of the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings, praise God, as we continue moving steady along, reading from Genesis to Revelation, is what we take the time and our commitment to bring forth the word of God. And then on Sundays, we come forth with message in the name of Jesus. We thank God for each and every one of you that are tuning in onto us today. Praise God. God bless you. Stay tuned to us and trust God. Don't leave until the miracle happens in the name of Jesus, because we all go through a little something, something. Trust me. What you're going through is not a mistake. It's only a test to help, to build, to make you stronger in the name of Jesus. We recognize, praise God, as we read the word of God, that many of the people who have been called in the past, those have been chosen to be leaders, and those who have been chosen to be kings, they all have gone through a little something, something. Think about that of King David, how he had summoned, in a sense, for his Bathsheba's husband to be brought in front of the entire army so he can be, in a sense, killed in the line of battle, so that he can return back onto her as a woman, as a person out of wedlock. That's what he had chosen to do. We all have made mistakes and made decisions that have caused us to reap the repercussions. But one thing I come back to tell you on today, but God. If it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would I be? You look at the fact of all the drugs that you may have done. You look at the fact of how you've been drinking or how you've been close to accidents that could have taken your life. But God, but God. I have a commitment in the name of Jesus to continue reading the word of God. and to do the very best that I can in Jesus' name, that I can be one day at a time. I know one thing, that apart from God, I can't do nothing. I can do nothing apart from God. However, through God, by God, and for God, I can do all things through God, which gives me strength. And that's where we are on today. God is still on the throne in the name of Jesus. He's God all by himself in the name of Jesus. And I have to learn to admit, submit, and commit myself unto the Lord. Amen. We truly give God praise, honor, and glory, who is definitely the head of my life. In the name of Jesus, I also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We thank God for her and her labor in Jesus' name. We also pray for each one of those who are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, even into our Twitter and our archives. Praise God. We thank you for listening and tuning in and supporting our ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, again, we come just humbling ourselves, being obedient, being committed, and understanding the commitment in which we have unto you to continue laboring diligently one day at a time. Lord God, we pray asking in the name of Jesus that you forgive us of the sins of omission and sins of commission, and praise God for the things that you have brought forth unto us on today, allowing us to see that of another day, blessing us with a state of mind to help continue to praise you, serve you, worship you in Jesus' name, in spite of what the world experiences on today. Lord God, we thank you. We definitely once again give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, we come forth on today to continue with the reading of God's unadulterated Word of God. And as we come forth out of 2 Kings, praise God, we're on chapter 4. Amen. If you choose to call in later for prayer, the number is 516-387-1255. Amen. That's 516-387-1255. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Let us read. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets of Elisha, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead, is dead. And thou knowest that thou servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, that hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil." And he said, "Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few door upon thee, upon thy sons, and shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, "Bring me yet a vessel? And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay the debt. Hereby live and thy children of the rest. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shuham, where was a great woman, and she disdained him to eat bread. And she see it was that as he passed by the turned thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day, and he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said unto Gehazi, his servant, call this Shuhamite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to dwell among my own people? And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, now that she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou, a man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bore a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to a man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled the ass and said to her servants, drive and go forward. slept not thy riding for me, except I did thee. And she went and carried unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is the Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy children? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she count him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to the thrust her way. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? To Gehazi, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go thy way. If thy meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before her and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was come unto the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon the twin and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes upon the child and his hands upon his hands. And he struck himself. Stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was coming to him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land. And the son of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said unto his servants, sit on the great pot and see the pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs and found the wild vine and gathered therefore wild gourds, his lap full, and came and tread them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came. To pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thy man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot. And he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from Bethshelisha and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. And his servitor said, what? Should I set this before the 100 men? He said again, give the people that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. And he set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof according to the word of the Lord. Chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go. And I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, I am God, to kill and to make alive. That this man doeth sin unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. And Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of his house of Elijah. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on my name of the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Or not, Abana and Parpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he returned and went away in the rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do so great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, wash and be clean, then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, and he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, shall there not, then I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules, burden of earth, for thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto our God, but unto the Lord. And this thing the Lord pardoned thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Raymond, that to worship thou, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Raymond. When I bow down myself in the house of Raymond, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him in a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master hath spread name in this Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he bought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. And Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? Is well. My master has sent me, saying, behold, even now there come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garment. And Naaman said, be content. Take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver and two bags with two changes of garments and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bar them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand. He bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, wake not my heart with thee. When the men turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money and to receive garlands and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy that far of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. For he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Chapter 6, 2 Kings. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, to take tent every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe had fell into the water. And he cried and said, Elias, master, what was borrowed? And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Therefore, said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. And the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the men of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, behold, that thou pass not such a place. Far hither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the men of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there. Not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore trouble for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, would ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of the servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy chamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dotham. Therefore sent he to the horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servants of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Elias, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, opened his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw.
And behold,
the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said to Elisha, When he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, and they may eat and drink. And go, their master. And he prepared great provisions for them. And when they had eaten and drank, and sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syrian came no more unto the land of Israel. And it came to pass after this, that Ben-Hadad, King of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 40 pieces of silver and a fourth part of a calf of dove's dung. For 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there called a woman unto him, saying, Help me, Lord, O king. And he said, If the Lord do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor, or out of the wine presses. And the king said unto her, What aileth thou? And she answered, This woman should say unto me, Give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her the next day, Give thy son that he may eat him. She hath hid her son. And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the woman that he rent his clothes and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked. And behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, God, do so and more also to me. If the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But Earl, the messenger, came to him and said to the elders, see ye how this son of the murderer has sent to take away my head. Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? While he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer? Waiting on the Lord any longer. Sometimes we got to go through what we go through and wait on God when it's time. But as we know in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, praise God, there's a time and a season for everything under the heavens. There's a time to live. There's a time to die. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. There's a time to come together, and there's a time to remain from coming together. Sometimes we have to separate oneself for just a moment and then yet come back together. It's important to understand the important things in life that mean the most, and that's your salvation. Trust the Lord and seek him while he may be found. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We come forth once again tomorrow evening to continue reading the Word of God. At 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, we continue reading the second book of Kings, chapter 7. Once again, we thank you for tuning in. God bless each and every one of you. I love you with the love of God. I let you know if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. Be blessed.
You gotta realize if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. I'm gonna
praise the Lord.